I'm Dennis O'Hare with Jim Burris, who's filling in for Rose Scott for a couple of days. And we have Sam Crenshaw back with us for our weekly look at sports and what's going on, not just on the field, but in the offices. And Sam, welcome back.
Good to have you. Very eventful week. There's a lot going on.
Just a little. And we've got something new this weekend. The Atlanta Dream begin their season this weekend at home against the Connecticut Sun.
Yes, and always happy to have them going back to work. They've been exciting for us the last few years. They've broken our hearts, unfortunately.
Multiple times.
They've broken our hearts. But it tells us what a great lineup we have, players, great talent. Mm-hmm. And maybe this is the year they get over and get us a championship.
Okay. Is this going to be the year, you think, though, that they bring home the WNBA title? And what would be the reasons why you think so?
Just having been there a number of times and knowing what it took to get there, they've been had the disappointment. Just like we saw just with the Hawks, it was their first time getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. This group has been to the championship round a number of times. They know what to do to get there. Now, doing that something extra, and they get over the top and get the championship.
What role do you think that fans are going to play? I mean, we've got a team that's winning historically, you know, a lot of people behind the Dream. How important is that going to be to their success?
Very important. And I think basketball in general is on fire in our community. So that's good. I think they come in, they pick up, they get off to a great start. They get to feed on that enthusiasm for the game that's already in this community. And I think people who maybe haven't been down to check them out before will give them a look this summer. I think they're in for a big summer.
And players to watch this season?
Yeah, obviously, we got to start at the top with Angel McCarthy. You can't go forward without thinking of what she's going to bring to the table. And really, what she's going to do to lift everybody else around her. We know what a tremendous talent she is individually, mm-hmm. But the thing that she will do to raise everybody else up and elevate the level of play, especially down the stretch in those clutch games. So, you know, that's the thing that's fun to watch with them.
How's the league doing financially? In other words, the Dream, you're talking about an increase in fan interest here. Is that the story around the league?
At different places. I mean, there's some that are their mainstays that have been strong. New York, for instance, has always been strong. Yep. Washington's always been pretty strong. Out in Seattle, that team has always had a strong following.
Well,
LA,
they've won a title or two.
Well, they have. Los Angeles is always, you know, you've got some great talent there. So, I mean, those are places. But around the league, I just think as people become more familiar with these players from playing the collegiate level, you watch them play in the college, and the women's Final Four is always such great basketball. You're seeing those stars now for a number of years come into the WNBA, and now you have people that you follow that you really know. So I think that really adds to it.
Dream opened it up on Sunday at Phillips Arena. Let's shift to something else that's going to be coming up in the next little bit. Talking about soccer, the Women's World Cup is going to begin pretty soon.
Yes. I can't wait to see it and see how the U.S. team fares in it. But unfortunately, soccer is, you know, had really taken some hits the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, but do we know yet whether the whole FIFA mess actually translates to people either losing interest or not even bothering to look at soccer if they haven't before, or are the two really separate? I mean, the fans still come out to watch the competitions.
Depending on where you are. In certain countries, yes. People will come out regardless. It doesn't make a difference. It's soccer. It's just sport. We are a country that has so many other sports. You know, that people say, well, you know what, these guys got some bad stuff going on. I'm not going to check them out. Or either it makes people even more curious about it now to see if they see any type of difference now that everything has been revealed and exposed and people have been taken off the jail and all kind of stuff that we've seen the last couple of weeks.
So right now we're kind of in the heat of the moment of that scandal. But thinking long term, I mean, how big of a deal is this going to be on soccer?
Well, you want people, you know, you got your hardcore fan in any sport. You got your hardcore fan, and then you got your person that's on the fringe. Well, that person that's on the fringe is the guy you want to bring in, mm-hmm. the person you want to bring in. And they got to believe that what they're seeing is real. They got to believe if a city or a country earns the right to host a prestigious event, that they've done it the right way, that it hasn't been done because of kickbacks and things that have been slid under the table. So the perception of that, I think, is huge for the sport worldwide. Now, people are still going to follow it. People are still going to be excited about it because in many countries around the world, it is their main sport.
And speaking of big events, and we're talking with sports anchor Sam Crenshaw about sports and what goes on and off the field. Atlanta is going to be hosting part of a big event right in the next little bit. CONCACAF, which is a longer acronym for an even longer federation. Basically, it's the region of the world where the United States national team plays, North America and Central America and the Caribbean. They're having their little regional tournament, and it's not a little thing.
No.
And some of the games are going to be played here. Now, CONCACAF is really tied in with FIFA, so this may be our first test of what we were just talking about, is whether the FIFA scandal will affect fans coming out to watch international soccer here.
And I think it's international soccer, especially in the region you're talking about, because those teams and those players and those nations have such great followings in our community, the folks are going to show up. And they're going to show up, you know. So that's what I would hope anyway.
But one of the key people in the whole mess with FIFA, Jack Warner, he's from Trinidad, CONCACAF official, and this is a CONCACAF tournament. Do you think that people will make that association, though, or will they just turn out to watch the tournament games here?
The people who are watching it and have been paying strict attention to what's going on the last couple of weeks, yeah, you are going to hear some people respond to that. You will. That's not going to just instantly vanish. But I think the masses of people who want to see the game at that level, the international flavor, I think people are going to show up to watch it. Face it, we're a community right now that's looking for opportunities to show how well we support the game, because we have an MLS team coming in a couple of years. Mm-hmm. So it's another opportunity for this, for our community to show that we're going to support soccer when it's played at its highest level.
So when those games come, when all those fans come from all over, what is Atlanta going to look like? I mean, people walking down the street kind of wonder, what in the world is going on?
Yeah, it will be, you know, it's going to be a festival. It's going to be a good time. And I think, you know, Atlanta is usually good at that type of thing.
Sure.
You know, it's one of the things we pride ourselves in as a city. We're great at hosting events of that magnitude, where people come from, we think about it. Next year will be 20 years. Since the Olympic Games. It's been 20 years since the Olympics. And Dennis, I know you have memories of that.
Mm-hmm, I do.
but it's been 20 years since the Olympics, since the world came to Atlanta for a premier sporting event. So we know a little something about hosting events like that.
And it'll be the semifinal doubleheader, so we don't even know what teams might necessarily be involved. But we know that they'll be four of the best.
Yes.
So that should be, with any luck, the Americans will be a part of it. Let's take a look at something else that, This is a difficult one to get into, the Braves.
Oh.
Now, they have had some really tough times with the bullpen. The starting pitching has been surprisingly
Shelby
good.
Shelby Miller has been outstanding.
And the offense, while it hasn't been overwhelming, seems to be able to pick some good spots from game to game to actually put some runs across the plate. But the bullpen can't hold leads a lot of the time. How does a front office in the middle of a season like that shore up the bullpen, or is this really something that they're not able to do a lot with?
It's difficult to do now in mid-season. You're probably going to see whoever's doing really maybe some early auditions for some guys from the farm system. There is a lot of pitching talent, and you don't want to rush those guys.
Well,
that's the whole thing.
You don't
want to rush any of them, but if some of them can come up and with the AAA team being right up the road, it makes it a bit easier to bring someone in and says, hey, you're in the bullpen here for this week, and let's see how you do. We call your number.
Is that one of the reasons why the Braves moved that AAA team from Richmond to Gwinnett?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They have very quick access to those players if someone needs to come up. And I think we're going to get to see more of that this season, more than any, especially you talk about the bullpen. Speaking of bullpen, we get to see all of our old team next week when San Diego comes to town.
Yeah.
How about that?
Hello, Jeff Francoeur.
Hi, Craig Kimbrell. Upton Brothers. I mean, the whole crew's coming.
Yeah, is Francoeur with them?
Francoeur's up in Philly.
Yeah, that's right. Philadelphia. I mixed him up. Yeah, right. But certainly Craig Kimbrell, former closer.
Yeah.
All right, Sam Crenshaw, Talking Sports. Always good to have you here. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Always great to be with you guys.
Thanks so much, Sam.